Today's podcast is brought to you by Chikara Wrestle Factory, 4711 Wingate Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, specializing in lucha libre, pura sue, European, British, and German styles, mixed martial arts, and American pro wrestling, all built into the curriculum at the Wrestle Factory, where they strive to create the most well-rounded performers active today. Hey, yo. Pro Wrestling Podcast listeners, help us out. Click the subscribe button to show your support. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Pro Wrestling Podcast. We have all kinds of things to get to. We got today's news to start off. Daniel Bryan and Renee Young interviewing AJ Styles on Talking Smack. Bryan asked AJ Styles about not shaking Shane McMahon's hand on SmackDown Live. He followed that up with a great line, and it's got to be the highlight of the episode. What's the deal? Why didn't you shake his hand like in the good old Ring of Honor days? Did Daniel Bryan just mention Ring of Honor on Talking Smack? Daniel Bryan, I swear, is either on a mission to get himself fired, or he's been given the green light to say whatever the heck he wants because people like that organic, real shoot feel. I don't care which one it is. I love Daniel Bryan in this Talking Smack. I love it because it really gives you a sense that he is attuned to what the fans want to hear. It's almost like Triple H and Shawn Michaels back when they were trying to get the whole DX thing and do the whole curtain call thing with the click and all that. They understood what fans really wanted, and Vince wasn't attuned to that for a while. And I'm almost wondering now if Daniel Bryan does this because he's actually allowed to do it, as opposed to what a lot of people have theorized, that he just hates his job and he's trying to just work it out till he gets done this deal and then he can move on and go back to being a wrestler again. I don't know how to feel about that. I actually hope he does make it back to the ring at some point, unless he truly is so injured he can't. But this kind of conversation, these kind of like one-liners, they're perfect. And God forbid they ever do make a deal with Ring of Honor to purchase it. It's just one more line that you could throw into one of those retrospective DVDs. Speaking of Ring of Honor, Adam Cole was out talking about his Ring of Honor future. He stated in an interview with Busted Open with Dave LaGreca and Doug Mortman, he says, "I've discussed this before and I totally don't mind talking about it because it's a very talked about thing. I have about a month left on my Ring of Honor contract where at that point I kind of have to make a decision. And the truth of the matter is I haven't made my decision of what I would like to do yet because obviously there are a lot of options I have to consider. There are a lot of situations I have to consider. So for me to make my best possible decision, I need to know all the avenues that I can take." I thought that was about as honest a response as he could give. Adam Cole would be a great addition to NXT, eventually a great addition to either 205 Live, SmackDown, or Raw. He really would have a great place in WWE. He's done his time at Ring of Honor. He's done his time all over the world. I know he made a commitment at one of the New Japan shows that this was going to be the year of Adam Cole, and he wants to, you know, go and as Ring of Honor champion, wanted to do so many things in New Japan, and I can appreciate that, and I actually think there's a good chance he may actually go to New Japan and really become a top star for them. But there is a piece of me that says, I'm tired of all these talents, you know, not taking their shot with WWE. You don't get these shots to come around often. And if you can, take it and run with it. There are certain people who've turned WWE down and then they almost like, it's like they get blackballed and they never make it back. And that's kind of a shame. So I'm hoping he doesn't do that. Another quote from this week, Goldberg, he's on Edge and Christian's podcast of awesomeness. I put one up on one of the previous podcast episodes, but what got my attention when I was really going through it again is he talked about his diet and working out. He was talking about in this one section of the interview about how he's been miserable ever since he's been back in WWE because of how he has to, what he's got to put himself through to stay fit and get into shape like he was back in the day. And he had a quote here I love. It says, "I'm nothing but a machine now. I get up in the morning, I eat, I train, I eat, I go to the bathroom about 20 times intermittently throughout the day because I'm shoveling 15 to 20,000 calories into my body and it doesn't know what's going on. At 50 years old, it has no idea." What a cool glimpse into what he's doing to himself to be in the best shape of his life at 50 years old and to really be giving it his all. And I hope Vince appreciates that. And I really hope that there are a few more special attraction matches for Goldberg in his future. I know he came back to do the one-off thing so his kid can see and his wife can see him wrestle, but he has done such a phenomenal job of being an ambassador of sorts for the brand. He's really embraced this time back, and he's, by his own admission, has a much better relationship with Vince McMahon. I'm hoping this is something that could lead to more dates in the future. We'll have to see how that plays out over time. Progress Wrestling's co-owner Glenn Joseph announced on Facebook Live today that Tyler Bate, the current WWE United Kingdom champion, is going to put his championship on the line at a Progress event on March 31st in Orlando during WrestleMania's festivities. The match is based on an angle where, you know, Tyler Bate and Trent Seven, they're a faction over in Progress. They interfered in a match to help Pete Dunne retain his Progress championship over Mark Andrews. Joseph goes out and he reads a letter that was supposedly written to him by William Regal. And he's referencing the interference and announcing that Tyler Bate is going to defend his UK championship against Mark Andrews. I'm cool with this because I think Mark Andrews is so underappreciated. The United Kingdom title won't be the only collaboration between WWE and Progress in Orlando. Progress wrestlers are going to be at WrestleMania Access and be making several appearances throughout the week. So it's very cool to see WWE. You would never have seen this back in the 80s and the 90s. It was so taboo to talk about other companies. You had that short little stint there where they talked about the NWA and did that little thing with Jim Cornette and Barry Windham and the Rock and Roll Express and the New Midnight Express. You had a little bit of that for like a couple months, but generally speaking, it was a no-no to reference other companies, and I love that WWE's doing this now. I think this is all Triple H, if you ask me. He's got the vision for the future of wrestling, and this is a big part of it. Back to Ring of Honor, their TV show this week. I don't know if anybody got to catch it, but if you didn't, you missed some must-see television. Two huge matches. First off, you had a dream match. The Hardy Boys defend the Ring of Honor Tag Team Championship against the Briscoes in an absolute thriller match. Clean pinfall victory at the end, but the match itself, instant classic for me. I loved it. The Briscoes looked like they were in prime shape for this match. They looked like the Briscoes of old, and the Hardys gave them a phenomenal match. And this is exactly the kind of stuff that Ring of Honor is known for, these amazing high-quality matches. They followed up with a six-man tag team match featuring the Young Bucks and Adam Cole versus The Addiction and Dalton Castle, which I find is such an interesting combination, with Dalton Castle getting ready to challenge Christopher Daniels for the Ring of Honor title at the same WrestleMania weekend. So another amazing match. I love this match, and particularly I enjoyed, there was one part where, you know, the Bullet Club are getting ready to do a triple suplex, and then they have it countered and all three of their opponents suplex them, and it had a fun feel. You know, Ring of Honor, for all the great wrestling action they give you, they are also known for giving you just some really fun spots, and there was a lot of that in this match. If you missed the action, pop onto their website, check out those matches, because you're missing something special. If you're missing Ring of Honor television, please find it in your cable provider or satellite provider, because you're missing some great action week in and week out. And they offer the same show a couple different times throughout the week, so if you miss one, you haven't missed it for the week, go on, pop on, catch a replay. It's some good stuff. WWE announced today they're releasing more tickets to WrestleMania. It seems like they had budgeted probably more space than they needed for setting up for the show, and now that they see how much room they're going to have, it's a last-minute opportunity for a few fans who thought they couldn't get tickets to WrestleMania to pop onto Ticketmaster, and they could still go to the show. So that's great for them. And one last thing about from the WWE world, Bobby Roode, he did this great interview, and he spoke about he doesn't care who it's against. At WrestleMania 34, he wants the main event against whoever the world champion is. And that's what he told Justin Barrasso of SI.com. He was promoting NXT TakeOver Orlando, which again is another show that should be an absolute killer. And I hope everybody gets a chance to check out NXT TakeOver Orlando. That match card is stacked. But it was cool to see Bobby Roode showing what his intentions are. So if he gets a call up to the main roster this year, which I fully expect, if for no other reason, simply based on his age, then hopefully they could find a way to get him into a prime situation by next year's show. Obviously, we already know they want to push this Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns thing, but I still think you've got so much talent that needs prime positioning next year. Hopefully this can build to something amazing. Fantasy booking time, people. We're going to go back to our tournament we've been working on. We have our next pair of matches for you guys to vote on. We've got Mr. Anderson, Ken Anderson, who is the former TNA World Heavyweight Champion, versus Chris Sabin, another TNA former World Champion. In the next match, we have Harley Race, seven, eight times, whatever it was, NWA World Heavyweight Champion, the stalwart of the NWA for the better part of the 70s and early 80s, versus former ECW Heavyweight Champion, Mike Awesome. And just because I'm feeling weird tonight, I'm going to give you two more, just because. Buddy Rogers, the original Nature Boy, Buddy Rogers, versus Lou Thesz. I throw that out there because that's about as awesome a classic match as anybody could ask. And let's face it, we wouldn't have the stars we have today without the stars of the past. So if you don't know who Buddy Rogers and Lou Thesz are, they've actually met before in the ring, look it up on YouTube. And 44, our match number 44, Stan Stasiak, former WWF, I gotta get that right, champion, versus superstar Billy Graham, which, by the way, in an interesting bit of trivia, today is the anniversary of when the WWE, or WWF, eliminated the extra W. It used to be the Worldwide Wrestling Federation, and they changed it to the World Wrestling Federation on this date 36, 37, something like that years ago. I can't remember the exact year, but definitely on today's date. So that's kind of coincidental we're having that discussion. But Stan Stasiak versus Superstar Billy Graham, both former WWF World Heavyweight Champions. That's all the time we have for this episode. Make sure you swing back and check with us. This week's going to be a busy week. We got a lot going on. Check back in episode 58. Special thanks, as always, go out to bensound.com and purpleplanet.com for producing our music and sound effects used in today's show. Today's podcast was sponsored by Beazel Games. Bringing a new friend to family game night is easy with sketchy people. Showcase your artistic side in this new game from Beazel Games by going to www.thegamecrafter.com/sketchypeople to pick up your copy today. And to alleyrepair.com. Contact Alley Repair today for servicing of all your classic skee-ball, pinball, and arcade game needs. We want to thank you, as always, for listening to today's podcast. We encourage you to go to our website at www.frolifeplanning.com to learn more about what Mr. Fro can do for you on your path to higher education. Remember, Fro Life Educational Planning is for today, for tomorrow, and for life with Fro Life. I'm Fred Froelich, better known as Mr. Fro, and I want to thank you for taking a few moments with us today. And if you're looking for more wrestling news and rumors, go to www.tsjsports.com/WWE for my latest articles on the world of professional wrestling. Until next episode, thanks everybody, and take care.